Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the first installment of The Blake Rogers Show. I am your host, no other than Blake Rogers. I'd like to thank you all for listening to The Blake Rogers Show on Dash Radio. Let me give you more detail about, you know, who I am as a person and what The Blake Rogers Show stands for. Gosh, I feel like I said my first name and last name with the show at the end, what, for like six times in a row now. But I like to dive on, of course, the NBA, the playoffs, everything like that. Also a little bit of NFL as well. I'm more of a diverse show. I like to dive in all different perspective of things, such as pop culture and hip hop as well. I like to dive in the hip hop world. A huge music ahead, far as, you know, Kendrick damn album dropping and Drake with More Life and Big Sean Migos, like a lot going on with music. Like, so I like to, like, you know, give little album reviews there and give my point of view and perspective on things. So, well-rounded show. I thank you all for listening. Like I said, this is the first episode. You can find my shows Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, also 5 p.m. Eastern Central Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific on Mondays on the app, of course, Dash Radio. That being said, let's dive into the NBA playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers have swept the Indiana Pacers. And you can very well say, well, Indiana could be up 3-1 right now, and we're going to a Game 5 back at Quicken Loans. But that is not the case, because LeBron is just a whole different monster in the playoffs. Like, he is. He's truly incredible. But let me ask you this, and I don't know about you personally, but when Frank Vogel was fired, when Larry Bird released him, I was kind of shocked. I'm like, I get it. They weren't that great offensively, but he's still a pretty good coach for, he's a defensive-minded coach. And you replace Frank with Nate McMillan? Nate McMillan, he has proven that he's a below-average head coach. In his career, he has a less than 500 winning percentage. And that's in a regular season and the playoffs. While Frank Vogel damn near 600 winning percentage. And over 500 in the playoffs, not to mention an Eastern Conference Finals appearance where Roy Hibbert was a virtual no-show and they had to fight off the Heatles. Oh yeah, by the way, in Frank's last year, he was able to win a game. Let him make it three games, and they took Toronto to 7. This year with Nate McMillan, they got swept. Paul George, he didn't check out, but you can tell he's done playing with Indiana. He's done playing there, blaming other players. Well, Paul George, you got the shot. You got the shot you wanted in Game 4, and you missed. That makes you now 0-13 on go-ahead, tying the game-winning shots. Who knows? Maybe CJ should have taken that shot. Paul George is a star, but he's not a superstar. You can't be a superstar and go over 13 on go-ahead shots. It just doesn't work that way. And credit to Cleveland. I know people were saying, like, these games are a little bit too tight, and I know they were struggling near the end of the season, but they got it done, and this is going to help them. And I got Cleveland moving on, playing Toronto in the second round. So we're going to see that Eastern Conference Finals rematch where Cleveland will go ahead and take care of business again. I want to move on to the Houston versus OKC series, aka Russell Westbrook versus James Harden. Look, Russell Westbrook, phenomenal season. James Harden as well, but Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double? I mean, really, he's averaging a triple-double. And I know James, you know, he has his players as well, and he's a phenomenal, you know, James got triple doubles too. Let's not forget about that. But can we take it back to Westbrook for just a moment? No lethal shooters. You're kicking out to Oladipo. You're dishing it down to Cantor and Adams. I mean, that's the narrative. I mean, Russell's great, but the team, And we've seen the big difference between the sixth seed and the three seed. Of course, in the regular season, it's like, well, what's the big difference between the three seed and six seed? Well, this is why. Houston's about to beat OKC in 5. And James Harden has been great. Better players around him. But the MVP, I want to break it up into two different sections, if you will. The MVP is for the regular season. It's a regular season award. And Russell Westbrook will no doubt get that. I think he's going to win. Although James Harden will win this series, it's the playoffs. It's two different things. And I think the NBA botched this. If you're Commissioner Silver, you got to make exceptions sometimes. And I don't know people say, don't make exceptions to the rule. No, you know, you got to make exceptions sometimes. Because you know the MVP is either going to be Westbrook or Harden. And you have a golden opportunity of these two players playing against each other in the first round. And you're not going to deliver the MVP before the series start? Really? You're not going to deliver the MVP before this series starts. Why? Because now Russell Westbrook is going to have a trophy delivered to him by FedEx to his crib. And what? They're going to have a ceremony? You lost in the first round. You think Russell cares about that? You should have built up more anticipation and making a more climactic scene by having delivered right after the regular season. Just make the exceptions. If opportunity calls, deliver on the opportunity. Now to the series, you know, James Harden, the Rockets are just better. They're just clearly better. And I know Russ got mad about a reporter asking, you know, Steven Adams, what's the big difference between Russell, you know, off the bench and on the court? Well, when he's on the bench and off the court, I should say. And Westbrook did like what KD did to him last year by the whole Mark Cuban asking, you know, Westbrook saying that, you know, he's not a superstar. And Durant, you know, virtually answered for Westbrook. Now you have Westbrook answering for Adams saying, hold up, I got this, Steven. This is my team. This is our team. You're not going to split us up. It's not Russell versus us. It's not Russell against the gang. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I appreciate Russell's honesty and being loyal, but the reporter knew what he was doing, but he wasn't wrong for asking it because, look, when Russell's on the floor, they're a clearly better team. When he's off, it's a lottery team. It's a lottery team for those couple minutes he's on the bench resting. That's simple and plain, and I don't blame the reporter for asking that question. Before I move on to this series, I want to send my condolences to Isaiah Thomas and his family. As we move on to the Chicago versus Boston series, I want to start by saying I had the Bulls in six. And I know people say, oh, no, you predicted it after the 2-0. No, I had the Bulls in six. But then Rondo got hurt. The reason, here's my reasoning, you know, it's like this. You remember when Peyton Manning, before he got his Super Bowl ring with the Colts? Not with the Colts, the first time. The narrative and the script with him, with, you know, Manning was, well, he's a regular season quarterback. Tom Brady's the playoff guy. And that's how I feel about the Boston Celtics. They're a fun up and down team, the regular season. But when you hit that nitty gritty, and it's time to grind it out, I don't trust the Celtics. Inversely, there wasn't a huge, I mean, yes, you acquire Al Horford, but they lost to the Hawks last year in the first round. So where was the huge addition? They're essentially the same team. Granted, Al Horford is an upgrade. And here's my reasoning with the Celtics. The Celtics have one A player, maybe an A-minus player in Isaiah Thomas. The rest are a bunch of Bs, B-minuses. Horford, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder. You're not winning a title with that. You're not. I'm sorry. And yes, there are exceptions such as the 04 Pistons, the 2011 Dallas Mavericks. But for the most part, you're not winning a title. Yes, there's exceptions as Shaq and Kobe. But you're going to need a big three. You're going to need two A guys and a B-plus guy. You're going to at least need two A's to win a chip. This big three concept is not new. This goes back to Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, to Bird, Mikal Parrish, to Magic, Worthy, Kareem. I mean, you get my point. You're going to need a big three. I mean, the last time we seen one person single-handedly carry a team to the finals, I'll say within the last 15 years, was LeBron in 07 playing against the Spurs. They lost to Duncan, Ginobili, and that gang. And Iverson carrying that Sixers team. They lost to Shaq and Kobe because there were more A players than the opposing team. You have two A players against one. You have three A players against one. There's only so much a player can do. That's why it's a team game. That's why it's 5-on-5. I mean, literally. Sorry. I sound like Prince from Baylor. How did the team out rebounded you? Well, you know, you grab the ball and then miss a shot. That's a rebound. That's kind of me breaking it down. It's a 5-on-5 game. But that being said, I like the Celtics in six. Jimmy Butler has been phenomenal this series. Wade, you know, he's definitely nearing the end of his career. But I like Boston in six. And I originally had the Bulls in six. But we're getting playoff Rondo. Like, we're getting Boston Celtics Rondo back. Near triple doubles. I mean, his energy, his intensity, and the players took after that. I know there was beef in the middle of the season when we thought the Bulls wasn't going to make the playoffs. Everything was in turmoil. We thought Jimmy Butler was going to be in green. We thought Wade was going to, you know, find a way in Cleveland. But nonetheless, the Bulls roller coaster season. But I just like Boston's still the better overall team, so I'm going to take Boston in six. Even though originally I did have the Bulls. As I'm recording, the Clippers are up 90-89, 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I might be wrong, I might be right, but I'm going to limb. And I'm going to say Utah is going to win this game. And Utah is going to take this series to seven games and beat the Clippers. Why? Well, we know one of the main reasons why, but let me get into this reason. Rudy Gobert is back. I thought he was going to be out the rest of the postseason. I thought it was chops. I thought it was chop suey. I thought it was game over. Clippers in six. Rudy Gobert is back. And I checked the stats at halftime. 10 points, 6 rebounds, and a block and a half. And with Gobert being out originally and Blake Griffin being out, I was like, okay, you know, maybe, you know, PEMDAS, whatever. I was never good at math. It canceled each other out, and Clippers still win because I like Clippers with Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan over Gordon Hayward and a bunch of, you know, above average to above average players. That was my thought process. But with Gobert being back, I like Utah in seven. Let me talk about the Blake Griffin injury. Let me just break down some facts and some stats. Facts and stats. I like that. Oh, you guys are about to make me freestyle. No. With Blake Griffin on the court this series against the Jazz, this season, 232 minutes, plus 45 point differential, plus 27 rebound differential. And that's including the regular season and the playoffs against the Jazz. Off the court, 104 minutes when he's off the court, only 2 points. Plus differential and negative 5 points. Negative 5 in the rebound differential. That's how much a difference Blake Griffin makes. But my thing is this. What good is a good talent if you can't use them properly? If you can't use what you need at the most crucial time, what is the point of having it? Get something that's more reliable. In the past two seasons, this is including the regular season and the playoffs, Blake Griffin has missed 70 games out of 173. That is 48%. Nearly 50% of games in the last two seasons, Blake Griffin has missed. And he has missed at least 15 games or more in the regular season since 2014. And he hasn't played a full season, 82 games, since 2010. And that was the year after his rookie year. The talent is there, but the body isn't. And I know they say never, but I'm saying it now. Chris Paul will never make a Western Conference Finals. If he can sneak his way to the East and find himself on the Cavs or playing with LeBron, wherever it may be, the West or the East, but preferably the East, I don't see LeBron leaving. Chris Paul will never make a Western Conference Finals. And I think he's the most underappreciated point guard in the league, other than Mike Conley. But let's take it back 2 years, shall we? When Chris Paul beat the Spurs on that bad hammy in the first round, it was a vintage, spectacular first round Chris Paul performance, because he performs in the first round. And then you blow a 3-1 lead against Houston. Against Houston in the Western Conference semifinals? What happened? Oh, Josh Smith happened. And I'm not saying that that 3-1 series blown lead will define Chris Paul, but it certainly doesn't help his image. And for that, he will not make another Western Conference Finals unless he magically ends up on a super team. But he has a pretty damn good team now. The big three splitting up, folks. I don't know who's going, but that nucleus, that Lob City, when it was nice, it was fun, exciting. It's time for the big boy pants, and they're still acting like toddlers because it's not happening anytime soon. They get waxed by Golden State. They don't come up clutch when it's time to come clutch, and injuries happen. Sorry, Clippers. Not for me. Just quickly recap Saturday games. Raptors eat up the series, even it up 2-2. And if you didn't know, in game three, the Bucks played Bernie theme music for the intro of the Raptors team. I thought that was extremely disrespectful. You know how disrespectful it is just to like play Bernie theme music? Like, really? You usually get like the Darth Vader, like, okay, you know, we don't like these guys, whatever, blowing them out. No, the Bucks went there. And they played Bernie theme music. And I really think it threw them off because the Raptors got waxed that game. But they even up the series. And I do like Toronto in seven. I'm going to take the more poised, talented team, the more veteran team. I mean, Bucks is a bunch of young guys, man. And Jabari's out too. Thon Maker's getting the minutes. Malcolm Brogdon has been phenomenal. I think he's my rookie of the year. He is my rookie of the year, without a doubt. I like Sarge. But Brogdon's playing important minutes in the playoffs. And I know Embiid, no doubt the most talented rookie, quote unquote, but he didn't play enough games for me, and Brogdon has really took off. So that is my rookie of the year, but I do like Toronto in seven. Wizards versus Hawks. This is your first time listening to my show. I've been saying this for the last 2 years now that John Wall is the best point guard in the East. Hands down, he is the best point guard in the East. I'm going to ignore that game three blowout loss that they had. Washington can never get in rhythm. The problem with Washington is this. They're starting five. I mean, not the greatest. They're good. John Wall is that good that it elevates everybody, especially when Bradley Beal's playing at a high level. But here's the thing. The bench is, although they made a move to get Bogdanovich and Brandon Jennings, I mean, the bench is still suspect. I mean, that was my problem with Washington, you know, practically the last couple years now. The bench is just so suspect. It clearly is. But I think they have enough to beat Atlanta in six. So I like them in six. Speaking of Atlanta, I was talking to my dad the other day. Well, today, actually. And I said Dwight Howard would be an NBA Hall of Famer. I said it. I think Dwight Howard would be an NBA Hall of Famer. I'm going to make a poll. Follow me at The B-Rod Show. The B-Rod Show. T-H-E-B-R-O-D-G-E Show on Twitter. Tweet at me. Do you think Dwight Howard is a future NBA Hall of Famer? I think so. I'll actually make a poll, too. I'll make a poll, vote on it, and then tweet at me. Because I think he is. I think the NBA credentials to get in the Hall of Fame is it's kind of easy getting the Hall of Fame. That's me. I think it's easy. I mean, Bill Self is in the Hall of Fame. One national title at Kansas. I mean, you know, I mean, really, am I wrong for thinking that, guys? So please tweet at me. I think Dwight Howard is a future Hall of Famer. Averaging not triple double. He's not Russ, but averaging a double double, basically for his whole career. So I do have Dwight Howard in the Hall of Fame when it's all said and done. Since Coach Fizdale for the Memphis Grizzlies went on his data rant, The Grizzlies has been getting the calls. They have been getting the calls. Games 1 and 2, 32 free throws. Games 3 and 4, 42 free throws. So 10 more free throws since Fizdale went on his $30,000 fine rant from Commissioner Silver. And I think it was all the more worth it. And of course, you know, a buzzer beater by Mark Gasol helps out too. It definitely does. I do select the Spurs in this series. I have the Spurs in 6. Pop in the game is going to get it together. But look, here's things. There's something I've been noticing. And I don't know what it is, but the media has been attracting more attention on stats than actually winning. Than actual winning. I mean, Kawhi dropped 43. That's awesome. But Mike Conley had a 35-9-6 game. And we are not promoting that. I mean, I get on my Instagram feed and I just see Kawhi Leonard 43, but it's a loss. Russell Westbrook triple-double, but it's a loss. It's an L. So as a media as a whole, I mean, I like the stats. It's nice, but it's all about the W's. So let's do a better job of just balancing both. Also on Saturday's matchup, we had Golden State versus Portland, and I love Dame Lillard. Dollar sign. I'm not talking about Ty Dollar. Sorry, I got carried away there. But Dame, you know, originally, I mean, what is Dame supposed to say? We're going to lose to the Golden State Warriors? No. Dame said we're going to beat these guys in 6. Well, Dame, you're about to get swept. When JaVale McGee is making highlight plays on you, you're getting swept. And look, let me make one thing clear, and I'm going to make this clear for as long as you guys listen to my show, I'll make this clear. I am not a Warriors fan. I respect the Warriors. I do not like the Warriors. I love me some Draymond Green, though. Like the Michigan State, and I like the things he can do. I like Draymond Green, not everybody else. I respect Steph, like Clay, his game. I like Clay's game. But other than that, I do not like the Warriors. But they're a great team, and there's no denying that. I'm not going to be biased here. They're a great team. And for them, they can afford to rest Durant. They can afford to have Steve Kerr get his back together. And let's dive and let's look more deeply into that and see if it's be a huge issue as the playoff continues. I mean, I said if this was the finals, Durant would no doubt be playing. He would be playing. But guess what? It's not the finals. There's the first round against the Portland Trailblazers. And shout out to Mo Harkless getting that $500,000 bonus for not shooting that three, for hitting that 3-point percentage. But you're losing the first round. I love the CJ backcourt with Dame Lillard. Love them offensively, but you're losing the first round because the Golden State Warriors are the Golden State Warriors, and they will be the Golden State Warriors because they're the Golden State Warriors. Why did I just do that? But no, I mean, in other words, they're great. They're a great team, and sorry. Let's move on to it. Let's move on to the Monday games. I have Golden State will sweep the Portland Trailblazers. They're sweeping the Monday. Just calling it now. Washington versus Atlanta. I like Washington on the road. They will get the job done to beat Atlanta there. And Milwaukee at Toronto, I like the Bucks on the road as well. They've been playing well, you know, at Toronto, don't know why, but I have the Bucks winning Monday as well. Like I said, with my show, I like to dive into the hip-hop, pop culture things at times. With that, of course, Kendrick released Damn, his album. I believe his third or fourth album, depending if you include the entitled album, which is called an album. So I guess you can say this is his fourth studio album. About right after Drake's so-called quote-unquote playlist, More Life, which I still think is an album. Here's my little quick skit on this, and I'm going to dive deeper on this into another show. But can we stop comparing Drake and Kendrick? Can we just accept greatness? Okay, we can debate who's better, but don't like compare it to like it's just okay. Well, Drake sucks and Kendrick is great, or Kendrick sucks and Drake is great. Like, no, they're both good. You can compare Larry Bird and Magic, But don't deny that they're both good at what they do. I'm personally a Drake fan. I'm so OVO. It's ridiculous. But I respect Kendrick. Like, Kendrick's DNA music video, phenomenal. Don Cheadle, really? Phenomenal. So can we just take it down a notch? They're both completely different on what they do. And I know it's some type of conflict that they have with each other. And clearly they have not made a song together since Poetic Justice. You can go to Complex and see the news on that and how they break that down. But the media is force feeding us to make this into some type of like beef. And it's not really there. Even with Big Sean and Kendrick, like, yeah, you're kind of stretching. I can see the subliminals, but you're kind of stretching. So my advice to you is just think for yourself. It's okay to like both artists, and it's okay to disagree, but don't deny that they are both talented. I just had to speak my piece about it, and I will dive deeper into that matter on a different episode. I want to thank all of you for listening to the first installment of The Blake Rogers Show on Dash Radio. You can also find me at almightyballer.com. And you can find me on iTunes as well, The Blake Rogers Show. As always, thank you for listening. Stay lit.